Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
I'm just sitting in the studio, just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so dope, girl, it's hard not for me to play. Tell the truth, the shit was you in the booth that I was playing. So I'm just sitting in the studio, just trying to get to you, baby. See, I've been in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. All night laying verses, though I'd rather lay with you, baby. Bro and panties matching nail and toes, you all kinda lazy. Angel out of heaven, such a goddess, having praise. I'm just sitting in the studio, just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so dope, girl, it's hard not for me to play. To tell the truth, the shit was you in this booth that I was playing. So I'm just sitting in the studio, just trying to get to you, baby.
You need a real shouty, so come and throw that shouty. See, I think you and me can make it. This little verse to get you naked. See, your heart ain't meant for breaking. Cupid's never been mistaken. See, I've been caught up in the moment. Said my type ain't quite a type, but now this gangsta on it. She can twist my wig and hit the yak. I can hit your type without the hat. Put that pussy on the map. I see qualities in a bad girl. I know that you got come with attitude and your swag, girl. You ain't wrong, girl. This when that door knock, lose your thong, girl. Cause girl.
I'm just sitting in the studio, just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so dope, girl, it's hard not for me to play. To tell the truth, the shit was you in this booth that I was playing. So I'm just sitting in the studio, just trying to get to you, baby.
Throw a look, your girl, you knowing that you're faded. Can I hit that way? I wanna watch this record playing. Put my tongue in different places, play a game of operation. Na-na-na-la-la-la-la, you get what I'm saying? No metaphors, nothing like that, I'm keeping it straight to the point with you. So, I'ma put this up off inside of you.
I'm just sitting in the studio, just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so dope, girl, it's hard not for me to play. Tell the truth, the shit was you in this booth that I was playing. So I'm just sitting in the studio, just trying to get to you, baby.
San Diego, California, 905 in New York City, 905 here in Tampa, Florida. What's going on, everybody? Hip Hop Informer, TM, back in the building. Hey, Miami was all that. It's Money Monday. Joint accounts, good idea or not? Heard some interesting stories recently about some joint accounts. Want to talk about that inside Money Monday. But we're back. Man, wow, a marathon of fun. Thank you very much, Curtis Edelton, Sleepy Green, gracious host. A marathon of fun. Hey, we will recap. Hey, all the way live from Plant City, she's here. Give it up. I'm sure exhausted. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Lord have mercy. Jeez. Yes, a marathon of fun is an understatement. Thank you again to Sleepy and Curtis and all of the other promoters that were involved. It was a great, great look, great weekend. Lots of things to do. We did things that didn't have anything to do with No Sleep Lifestyle. I think that's why I'm so tired right now. But, you know, it was well worth it.
Listen, I can't wait to do the recap. A marathon of just good, clean, professional.
Yes.
I mean, no nonsense. Glad to be a part of it. It was organized.
Very well.
To back, to back, from rooftop to rooftop to rooftop.
To pool, to all that. Everything.
Cabana, beautiful people.
Yes.
Miami
shows.
I mean, again, big up to, again, Curtis Edelton, Sleepy Green, No Sleep Weekend, South Beach, TM Hyman Radio Live. Had an opportunity to, again, hang out all weekend, really to establish some major business relations and partnerships that's going to help to take our audience along with the show to the next level. Hey, we want to hear from you tonight. We're talking about joint accounts, good idea or not, inside Money Monday. We'll be right back, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. TM Hyman Radio, Money Monday.
I tied bombs.
I got a lot of cash. I don't mind spending it. Yeah.
Mother, don't I be? Hope.
Smoke this, then I'ma break you off. I'd be lying if I said you ain't the one. All these tattoos in my skin, they turn you on. Lot of smoking, drinking, that's it, ain't some more. Heard you not the type that you take home the mall. Is we both when we leave the club or not? I ain't spending cash for nothing, I wanna see you take it up. I'ma pop this bottle, you gon' or not?
Do you like the way I flick my tongue or not? You can ride my face until you dripping cold. Can you then throw the dick or nah? Can you let me stretch that pussy out or nah? I'm not the type to call you back tomorrow, but the way you wrapping around me is a problem. Ain't nobody trying to save ya. Baby, get that paper. Probably got a lot of other bitches owe you favors. So good, had to save that for later. Took her to the kitchen, f***ed her right there on the table. She reppin' XO to the desk. I'm tryna make these bitches wet. I'm tryna keep that wet. I'm tryna f*** her and her friends. I'm tryna
show me is you really about your money, girl, enough. Don't play with a girl, take it all off. Have it for a real one. You won't get it off. Is it really about your money or not? Can you really take this or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with this shit or not? Oh no, oh no. Would you buy for this or not? Would you die for this or not? Would you lie to this or not? Oh no, oh no. Can you really take this or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with this shit or not? Oh no, oh no. Would you buy for this or not? Would you die for this or not? Would you lie to this or not? Oh no.
dollar signs. You already know my money go a long time.
I could slide for it, like Nelly. I'ma go as far as you let me. Girl, is you fucking me or not? Can I bring another let's have a threesome? Keep saying you's a freak, you gon' prove it or not? His keep looking at me, choosing or not? You's a ride or die chick, you with the shit or not? Say you're not a side, you all in or not? You gon' make them eggs cheesy with them grits or not? Can you do it like that on this dick or not?
Got a hundred buddies on this girl or not? Tell me, is you really about your money, girl, and all? Don't play with a boss, girl, take it all. Take it for a real one, you gon' get it all. Is you really about your money, you know? Can you really take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shit or not? Oh, no, oh, no. Would you buy for a nigga or not? Would you die for a nigga or not? Would you lie to a bitch or not? Oh, no, oh, no. Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shit or not? Oh no, oh no. Would you buy for a nigga or not? Would you die for a nigga or not? Would you lie to a nigga or not? Oh no.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:11 p.m. Your girl Hot Chocolate here in the building with TM Hyman and our boy Save James. It is Money Monday, and our topic tonight, joint accounts. Are they a good idea or a bad idea? 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in on our topic tonight. I'm going to have to say it depends on the situation I think that you're in. Are we talking about just in a regular relationship? Or are we talking
girlfriend,
about marriages?
Boyfriend, married people, you know, anyone that you sleep with. Joint account.
Okay. Serious relationships, engagements, marriages, yes, comma slash. I think that each individual should still have their own savings that they contribute to, as well as to the joint account, which in, you know, my perspective would go toward household bills, things of that nature that you're splitting. You know, so you put your contribution into the pot, what needs to be paid, and you also pay yourself.
Well, allow me to retort. Allow me to retort.
Go for it, sir.
Retort away.
I say no, unless you guys already jumped the broom. Anything else would be uncivilized, personally. You know,
even if you're engaged.
Even if you're engaged, you still ain't say I do. I think still isn't ironclad. You know what I'm saying? Even though you can always reverse the situation, but why go through all of that? You know what I mean? I understand what you're saying.
We're not just engaged. We'll say engaged in living together because that,
no,
you know,
still
happens
no.
A lot too.
Still no, because there's always a chance that either one of y'all could say, kiss my ass, I'm out. If it's
well,
going to be a
if
whole meal
you do that, then you split up what's in the mutual pot and then you
look,
break
this
on
is what I'm
those.
Saying. This is what I'm saying. That's in an ideal situation. It may not end ideally. You know what I'm saying? There's always that
nine
variable,
times out
that
of
X factor.
You're right. You're right.
That's what I'm saying. There's always that variable of that X factor of things not running so smoothly. You know, if you guys were on the verge of getting married and then all of a sudden you stop, there had to be something pretty out of pocket in order for you to call it off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
Nine times out of ten, I'm not saying that it may not just be a mutual understanding. You may have an elongated, you know, engagement in order to see if this is the right person for you, whatever like that, if you ran into a little early. But I'm just saying, whenever you engage, you normally know 99% of the time this person I'm going to marry. And if it comes to a head to where you guys say, kiss my ass, it probably was something that, you know, wasn't in the plans for either one of y'all to have to deal with. So,
and see, I think the difference is between how we think as men and how women think, because I absolutely tend to agree with what Sabe is saying, but I think men are forward thinkers in that sense, because I'm thinking, yeah, what if something happens and she takes all my money?
Oh,
you know,
right.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking in advance. If it's my wife, it's a little different. If it's my girlfriend, I got a problem with that.
Right, exactly. You know, and even though Gina, that you may have, you know, a utopian view of all of this, you know, it may not end up, and you know what I'm saying, because you have that view doesn't mean that your partner may have that view. I just think it's safer to keep everything separate until you guys are no more twain but one. That's just my take on it. And of course,
women are probably a little more open. I'm thinking, Gina, you tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong, but based on what I know about women, happen to know just a few women.
Just a few.
I think women would put us on the account a little quicker than
yes,
we would put them on the account.
That is
yes,
correct. I would have to say that's
yes,
true.
And I got a few scenarios that I've gotten firsthand from current and former joint account holders that I want to get some perspective on. Hey, thanks for joining us tonight, wherever you are in the world. It's Money Monday. We're talking about joint accounts. Good idea or not? Hey, it goes both ways. We'll be right back. TM Hama Radio Live. Hey, hit us up. We want to.
I can see all the walking over there. Yeah. Yeah. It's so damn cool.
What the f*** yo, see, now you got the chills. Your bright idea shooting at me the f***. Yeah, bright idea, till I blew out his light bulb. I'm more than a hip-hop legend, I'm iconic. My 16 phones, I'm bionic. Apparently, you a parody of real chicken. Pop your forehead like a zit, I don't f*** with no snitches. So I need to know who's telling, and I need to know who they told on, so I can fact check it. The Alpha and Omega Mall, again, I'm a fixture. In black culture, bougies and indie, they f*** like bad, get they body shook. From Jamaica Ave to the boulevard in Hollywood. From the projects, now I'm in Oslo. Rocket Man, Elton John, call me Piano. Yeah, now I'm on that s***, got me on my s***.
Yeah.
I hit it again with triple, fade it again real quick.
Nope.
Hit me on my shit, wailing on that shit. I will ruin your life,
yeah.
I promise you that shit.
Read his features through the window of the Lincoln on the belt swerving. I felt certain I was born to be the best earthling. Felt worthless, so many X's and circles on my mother neck. I know I serve a purpose. Smoke the same that turned a normal turtle to a ninja turtle. Neo ninja doing endos on Myrtle, the mother. Making the drugs look like Urkel. Farming shooters like Turkaloo. 740 with the curtain. 107, 10, 20 degrees. Eyes closed, switching speeds, hitting the weeds. I shape shift to a disease. Attack your lung, you cripple your knees. R&B, take the twister with ease. Blitzkrieg, you still posing for your little league pictures. I'm drinking beer straight out the pitcher. I put your moms in the arm bar at the bar mitzvah. Orange linen on the king. I guarantee I'm gonna win another ring.
I'm on that, got me on my shit. I hit it again with triple, and fade it again real quick. See, hit me on my shit, wailing on that shit. I will ruin your life, I promise you that shit. I supersede that crap, now want this hard shit. You don't want this crap, them songs you got that garbage. I paralyze your ears, stop talking, that's P-Rap. We've been doing this for years, more money, I keep rapping. Come with it, then you beat the up. Like me, you check me. Yeah, you just committed suicide. With the swammy, I get busy, big. Do or die, big ball champion. The Henny and the rat flow, the great black shark. You just a little mackerel. My dabbing tight for power to pass yours. Now imagine my thoughts while I'm alone in the post. That 600 holes is stomping on your neck strap. That's me, G, leaning with the pistol on my lap. Got a 3 o'clock with death. I can pencil you in. Y'all niggas child, my gun fit to dig in. Now I'm on that shit, got me on my shit. I hit it again with the triple, and fade it again real quick. See, give me on my shit, wailing on that shit. I will ruin your life, I promise you that shit.
Bad.
on. 917-889-3926. Tim Hyman Radio Live, you are here with the family. Everybody's back from Miami with their punk ass. And, you know what I'm saying, probably got an extra tan a little bit. I'm like my man Silky John Spin right now. I want to thank God for giving everybody else so much and me so little.
Hey, I hate you. And yes, I did get a tan laying out by the pool.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Indeedy, I don't even know you, but I hate you guys. I hope everything is, all the bad things in life happen to you. And nobody else.
I was disgusted not having you there, partner. I was disgusted rolling with this crew without you as my doggy to balance it out for me.
Yeah, I could dig it, bro. I mean, you know.
There were a lot of interesting situations that we did need Save James for on both behalf. And
starting with Friday as the sun had gone down before the rain actually took over the live broadcast site where we were. We were on top of, I don't know what the building was.
The Congress Hotel. The Congress Hotel.
On Ocean Avenue, South Beach, looking into the Gulf of Mexico.
Beautiful view. Gorgeous.
There was a woman who was, I'm not going to say that she was the size of NeNe Leakes, but she definitely resembled NeNe Leakes as it related to her look. And she had that NeNe swag.
Yes, definitely. The swag, the signature platinum blonde hair that's, you know, kind of waved and
Bobby was us. The woman comes our direction. Hot Chocolate's standing, Dee Dee's standing, I'm standing. She comes and the way she's coming at us, I'm thinking she's coming to speak to Hot Chocolate. This is the friend that we were actually just, you know, we thought was coming. The woman actually walks up to Dee Dee and rolls her three fingers through Dee Dee's hair.
I don't think it was three fingers. I think it was the whole palm of her hand that she rubbed across Dee Dee's waves and leaned into her and told her how beautiful she was and how much she liked her haircut.
So, that is how the party was getting started.
That was day one.
Did titty pop out?
No wardrobe malfunctions. No wardrobe.
No porno was popping off.
No. None of that. Now, you would have gotten a lot of, you know, just TNA viewing at the fashion show the next day that we went to on Nikki Beach. Shout out to Natasha and Keisha. But yeah, you would have.
That's just how God, you know, mysterious God is or whatever. Like, you know, I was supposed to have a side boob contest that Friday night, and being that I wasn't there,
I told you that. Didn't I say that to Terrence?
We actually said that the carrying on in the weather was absolutely due to the energy that was coming all the way from the D.C.
Baltimore
metropolitan area.
Tropical depression named Faye James.
That's where it was all coming from. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're talking about joint accounts. Good idea. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. We'll talk real people, real time. Back from Miami. Say, James, joint accounts, have you ever had joint accounts prior to being married?
Hell to the not. Hell to the not.
So you were very conscious of that early. That wasn't a path to go down.
I mean, for one thing, because I knew I wasn't good at money management at the time either, so I didn't feel like hearing a mouth when I messed something up, because even after I got married, I was messing up the joint account a couple times after that, so I had to get certain things, certain spending habits, and just be aware of certain, you know, the timing of certain automatic, you know, you got those automatic debits that come out or whatever from whatever account that you have. How to become cognizant of that more and not be so callous with my moves. And I knew that I knew I wasn't good for that in the beginning, so I didn't even put myself in that position, for one. And for two, I ain't trust no chick well enough. And I was in two serious-ass relationships prior to me getting married, you know what I'm saying? And I never did that. You know what I mean? If I needed something, you know, I'd tell, you know, I'd take you to the ATM, let me hold something. If she needed something, it'd be the same thing. You know, I'd be right back.
Now, let me provide a real-time example of what Sabe is talking about. I was working with the Urban Affairs director at Suncoast Federal Credit Union here in Hillsborough County. That's Tampa, Florida. And he was advising of the caution that people need to apply when establishing joint accounts. He spoke of specifically recently a woman who had come into his branch and had taken out about $3,000 out of an account. When the boyfriend, not the husband, the boyfriend found out that she had come in and taken out the money, he went to another branch and he was trying to actually close the account.
Wow.
While this woman was actually at the other branch. Somehow, the girlfriend found out that the boyfriend was on the way to the bank to close the account. She withdrew all the money. It was 2 minutes before the clerk at the other bank was able to actually close the account before the girlfriend had withdrawn all the money. Listen, the clerk called over asking to speak with the other clerk to say that shouldn't have happened. Unfortunately, joint accounts is 50-50, and there's nothing to be disputed. Whoever gets there first, you all have to work it out in court. There's nothing that you can do. Girlfriend and boyfriend or not, there's nothing that you can do. She got away with $17,000 of what was his money. $17,000 of what was his money. And so clearly that was at one point in their relationship. You know, they were in bliss. At some point, it went sour. Was that a smart idea in the long run? How could that possibly be smart? What could have been done differently? I'm not sure. Not my situation. But tonight we're talking about joint accounts. Good idea or not. Hey, different strokes, different folks, of course. Different strokes, different force. I think looking at it in retrospect, you can always, you know, go coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But
I mean,
I think.
I was just going to say, yeah, that's true, but you don't know someone truly until you, and I'm sorry, I might have missed that part. Were they living together, boyfriend and girlfriend? Yes, but were they living together?
They were living together.
Okay. Yeah, you don't really know someone until you live with them, no matter how long you've been with them. They can match.
Well, you best believe, after she took that $17,000, I bet you she didn't go back to the same place where they were living.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not.
Damn right. Damn right. And that goes back to...
Go ahead.
I was just saying, let's go back to my original point. If y'all know y'all destined to be, and then y'all then something ends abruptly like that, had to be something that wasn't, you know, rocking the boat too well. So,
hey,
just goes to show you.
Hey, we're gonna pause for the calls. Come right back, and she's here. She must have heard that we had Nene Leakes on the show. When we come back, Dee Dee Willingham live from VA.
Mm-hmm.
We want to rub those waves too. We'll be right back. I'm ready to go.
I've been grinding my whole life. Talking about eating, pushing that white. You know what I'm about. Bunch of my shit, better come correct. Talking about hitting the
I've been unwrapping them bricks now.
Know I'm talking about bagging up pounds of kush with your pills.
Know
I'm talking about stashing these pills, hoping they fit.
Know
I'm talking about don't worry about me and the unit, we the shit. Know I'm talking about
I got $1 million schemes on my mind.
Know I'm talking about
them Cuban on touch of link and shots flying.
Know I'm talking about
I'm still free, hope one time faded.
Know I'm talking about
put my game on and now her mind's X-rated.
Know I'm talking about
got my status up grinded, made it from the bottom like you. Southside, to a mouth in Cancun. Huge rocks poking, I don't need an AC. Banks going through everything, D-I-2-G's. These rapping now stupid. Bragging they ain't never sold a unit. Acting like you will, never do it. I don't want up on the wall over music.
I can get it for your photo, low. 6 feet in the photo, oh. Blink a kilo, it's out the door. Look around when I'm hustling, boy. Got $100 million in my stash. Know I'm talking about that bank, I got it in cash. Know I'm talking about everything cool, here's how I trip. Know I'm talking about having to hit you, you're cutting in your pew. Know I'm talking about I've been grinding my whole life. Talking about eating, pushing that white. You know what I'm about. Crunch my shit, better come correct. Talking about hitting the this tank. Know I'm talking about.
And I'm fresh out the pen, back selling dope.
Know I'm talking about.
50 said we ain't never going broke.
Know I'm talking about.
Just blew at your house, cuss on my neck.
Know I'm talking about.
Better come find me, she wanna check.
Know I'm talking about.
She on it, bitch.
Tell yours in the bed. These hoes ain't loyal, one bread winners. Hit perfection, stole bread. S550 getting new. European crazy air. With funny accents, euros in my bag. Room full of white bar. One direction. On that 995 hex for protection.
1 minute I'm home, next I'm in Rome.
Know I'm talking about.
Passport gang, my phone is on Rome.
Know I'm talking about.
G5 flight, I'm in my zone.
Know I'm talking about.
Why yo giving me
dirt? No.
Know I'm talking about. I've been grinding my whole life. Talking about eating, pushing that white. You know what I'm about. Crunch my shit, better come correct. Talking about hitting the with this tank. Know I'm talking about.
And I'm fresh out the pen, back selling dope.
Know I'm talking about.
50 said we ain't never going broke.
Know I'm talking about.
Just blew at your house, cuss on my neck.
Know I'm talking about.
Better come find me, she wanna check.
Know I'm talking about.
She on it, bro.
Rock old, but you don't even know it. Big Roscoe can't even hold it. It's hot though, but I ain't even sold it. Get your wig split, now you need a sewing. We ain't cool now. Yesterday paper old news now. Everything brand new now. I've been shoot, check your bathroom now. Big watch, I'm big time.
Know I'm talking about.
My neck blinking, my whip shine.
Know I'm talking about.
Stick it in the freezer till it gets solid.
Know I'm talking about.
All my life I've been grinding.
Know I'm talking about.
Name
I've
all.
Been grinding my whole life. Talking about eating, pushing that white. You know what I'm about. Crunch my shit, better come correct. Talking about hitting the with this pick. Know I'm talking about.
Y'all niggas act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Know I'm talking about.
You can fuck around if you want and get your ass played out.
Know I'm talking about. This is
the unit.
Know I'm talking about.
The mighty, mighty unit.
Know I'm talking about. Chit-chit-chit-chit.
Chit-chit-chit.
Know I'm talking about.
Non-34, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Hey, if you would like to be a guest on the show, tell us your story or just want to share something that's going on interested in your community or you got a hot topic idea, email us at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Again, that's tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
It better not be whack neither.
From,
what'd you say? He said it better not be whack neither.
Calm down,
Salty Pants.
What's that mean? Salty Pants. Is that Sugarfoot's cousin? Welcome to the show live.
I cannot believe you just said that.
Is that Sugarfoot's cousin, Steve?
Oh, so we want to go there, do we? Okay. Sugarfoot. Oh,
hey,
welcome
hey, Sugarfoot.
To the show, dude. Welcome to the show.
Okay, it's right. Good to be here. Are you guys still in recoup mode?
Heck, I haven't even arrived at recoup mode yet. My flight was delayed twice in Miami. Then there's a crazy storm when I get back here to Tampa Bay, and my son, who's driving me home, instead of just going one route on the highway, has zigzagged and gotten on and off of I-4 probably 5 times talking about he's avoiding traffic. Yeah, I haven't made it to recuperation yet at all. I'm about 5 miles from there. I'll let you know when I'm close.
I am all energized, and I'm ready to rock. I've done 2 business meetings today, and we're here. I love this show. Hey, we told the audience and Save how the party started Friday night with NeNe Leakes greeted you above the roof top of the fancy spot we was at.
Wait, let's clarify that too. The wannabe NeNe Leakes, because you know.
Yeah, so don't have NeNe calling to cuss and I show up.
Yes.
Call up. I got
you know she ignorant.
Call up,
please.
Hold up.
Hey,
and we
hey,
told
Dee Dee,
Save about
them. How taken aback were you when the lady rubbed her entire palm across your head?
Yo, did you tell that you thought that they were Regina's friends? Did y'all put that in the story?
Yeah.
We did say that we thought it was somebody coming towards us that we knew, but it wasn't.
Oh, and did y'all sit? Okay,
they
let me go
the
back.
Left around me and went straight to the.
Regina is standing in front of Terrence and I talking. These young ladies come cross. They stop in front of Regina. We assume that they're her friends. Then next thing you know, the girl hit a smooth move, and then her hair was in my head. She was, oh, is your hair so beautiful? How taken aback was that? I was extremely taken aback because I'm still thinking that I was going to be introduced to Keisha and Tasha, Regina's friends, and I got this broad with her hands in my head. I couldn't duck. What could I do? And then I got her stick girl looking at me because my face is looking real crazy, and she looking at me looking real crazy. I said, there's no need to interrupt everybody's party, so I'm going to keep it together. How you doing? Okay. After that, I'm feeling molested. I'm ready to go now. It's what it is me. I won't turn it up. I'm getting fresh. I was getting felt on. Okay.
She got felt up is what she got.
Sounds like a good time to me.
There
you grease go. Me up. I'm ready to rock.
Okay, well, you should have took my spot.
Well, Sage, I just sat back and watched.
I ain't got no head to rub to.
Because it just progressed from there. It got a little more interesting as the fake NeNe Leakes proceeded to twerk at the edge of the pool.
In the pool, not on the in the pool with her dress over her bathing suit. Instead of just taking the dress off, she jumps in.
Oh, damn! She was wild,
fully clothed.
Oh, she was winning. It must have been that side of the pool because after her, then the next young lady comes and just to say excuse me, you got to grab me by my waist and call me beautiful, just to say excuse me. You just it was enough room to walk around.
A lot of love in the atmosphere.
I'm trying to figure this out.
That's
Gina, I would have shared the session with you.
Too much love.
Uh-huh.
You didn't have to let me get touched by myself.
To stay in step with the topic for the night, we're talking about joint accounts. Prior to you becoming married, did you have a joint account with anyone? Had you ever had a joint account?
Nope. I think the first time I had a joint account was with my best friend.
Was with your best friend?
That can go along the lines of a... Yeah. Oh, okay. I never had a joint account. Female best friend.
Even with your husband, you never had a joint account?
No, I asked the question before we got married, and he said no. And I said, well, all righty then. I would never ask again.
I'm so were you offended? Were you offended because he did not want a joint account?
It's kind of funny. I was offended and happy, I was offended and relieved. Not so much as happy. I'm gonna try to use the right words. I was offended and relieved all in the same breath, at the same time.
What was offensive about your husband not wanting a joint account with you?
Because the way he said no is if I had some ulterior motive to take his money. I'm like, well, you about to marry me. Are you serious? Why wouldn't you want to share your bank account? I mean, you already given me an allotment over here. We just, you know, it's to pay the bills. But then I was like, whew, not a problem, because you don't want me to count your pennies. You can't count my pennies either, boo.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Which goes back to me saying that you can have a joint account, but you still need to have your own account and pay yourself and save your own money, too.
I had intended to have a joint account and a separate account.
Yeah.
From just my own personal spending money, we have a joint account where we make sure all the bills are taken care of, anything needed for the house or whatever. But me personally, I didn't want to mix that money. It's like I make my own spending money. I'm going to have my own separate account. Not that rainy day account, so when I get ready to leave your house, I have some money. Not that account. Just my own account, so I don't mess up his money. It's like you just spend all the money in the account. I didn't want to go through that. So that's why I initiated the question. But he said no, and I said, well, okay then. Even more better for me.
Mo better.
Mo better. Hey, on that Mo better statement, we're going to pause for this Mo Money Monday and come right back. Interesting thing, my father has always told me to always have a separate account. That was just a practice, I think. And so I think that was a practice for him at a certain period. I'm not sure. I don't know if that was him not wanting me to experience what he had experienced. I don't know. But that was just advice. I spoke to a couple today that's been married for 40 plus years. And the woman, they're both mentors. The woman said, I never had a joint account with my husband. He wasn't going up and leave me and leave me broke. And they've been together 40 years. Interesting perspective. Money Monday. We'll be right back. Team Hyman Radio Live. It's a 9:42.
Do to your love. Me or Chanel, I bet her back. Got happy like she was Pharrell. Can try to lock her down, but she gon' rebel. Like cup of season over. She out on bail, and what's the first thing she do once she out of jail?
Huh?
Get a real nigga like me on a cell. I'm like, pass through, bring your girlfriend with that through. Lie to him if you had to when he asked you. Crunch time, play a better passer for you choke. Bad bitch ain't cheap, better passer if you broke. I'm a poet if she drink, I'm a passer if she smoke. Don't be tripping about the don't be asking about the folks. You just passing through the city and the pass can be revoked. Don't get your car wet and the passenger be soaked. Young OG, I be on a low G. He be in your comments, heart face emoji. Oh no, that's a no-no if you don't know. Just between us, babe, not even Bono. Made a movie with your chick, Pono. Then a song came through the Sonos. Who do you love?
I'm the one with the plug. I'm the one who got homies that be selling drugs. I'm the one on the back street with the fat heat. Better run like athletes. I'm that new. My Bank of America account got six figures. I'm that on the block. Police pull up. I'm tryna stash the Glock. You that on the low low. You the other the one that be talking to the po-po's. Poor sitting on 4G. Can't afford these. The Panamera on a 911. I call my homies not 911. I'm the one with the juice, but I never do my like Pac did. Kill your love. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Champagne.
Who do you love?
I got a shorty named Texas. She got a buddy named Yo JB, and now you know the deal. We turned up in the studio late night. That's why the songs that you hear coming real tight. OVO crew, thought I told you. If you a player in the game, it should hold you. And man, shot my
game, he just rode through. Eating crab out of Malibu and Nobu. A lot of fools putting salt in the game until these women get the notion that they running the game. They got money that they jumping on the pole to make. Did the model, took a flight to the Golden State. I'm the general, just making sure my soldiers straight. Had to leave my n***a home, he got an open case. But I'm big on the west, like I'm big in the south. So we gon' pay some people off, we gon' figure it out. And my name too big, and my gang too big. Young money, me and Lil Wayne too big. I'ma crush that ass, even if it ain't too big. I will pinky swear, but my pinky ring too big.
Do you love?
Radio Live, 9:47 p.m. Got a few minutes left in the show if you want to chime in on our topic tonight, which is joint accounts, good idea or bad idea, 917-889-3926. But in the meantime, and in between time, it's time to throw it to Saint James with our adult topic tonight. Salty Pants in the building.
Yeah, man. Whatever you say, many times you've been salty chocolate.
I've been salty chocolate several times. I'm just glad I'm not.
Several times, so I'm granted at least one tag.
You are. By no means is there any judgment.
And if you was in my shoes, you'd been salty chocolate too.
The same way I was when you and Terrence were laughing it up in D.C. and when you and Madam Boston were hanging out.
But listen, man, that was two different circumstances. It was cold as hell when I was in D.C. with him, so there was no sun and surf to soak in.
So what? You still got to spend time.
And I was just passing through Charlotte. I didn't really get a chance to kick it with CeeLo. I was on my way back to Suffolk. So
I like
speaking
that story.
Of which, D.D., I'm going to be out in Suffolk. I may be out in Suffolk next weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Ain't sudden you say I gave you an opportunity and you blew me off.
I ain't going anywhere. Nah, I ain't going. I'm trying to tell you, it was part of that whole, it was a big situation that kind of went down, and I kind of had to fall back from everything. It wasn't unpersonal. But anyway, I'm going to be back out there next weekend or whatever, and they're going to have a big family and friends day. They're going to have a big family fun day or whatever out there, moon bouncing, bazaar and all that kind of stuff out in Suffolk where I'm going to be at. So bring the kids or whatever if you want. Anyway.
Word.
You try to throw the moon bounce in there to make me mad, son?
For what? It's not
I
for
see
me.
How you do.
It's for the kids.
I see how you do. I'm saying I like the moon bounce.
You know you don't need to be in no goddamn moon bounce anyway.
I am not. I can get in the moon bounce with the kid. Go ahead with the topic. We'll talk about
break
moon bounce
ahead. Later.
He said break ahead.
But anyway, just real quick, something for both male and female significant others to consider at this point. I was on Facebook the other day, and somebody I know has shared a link. I don't know if you ladies heard about it, about ladies using the grapefruit on a man. You heard about that?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay, well, you don't sound too enthused about it.
I'm saying, you know, I've seen, and her name is... Angie, I think. The young lady is giving.
I was just asking if you was privy to it. That's all.
Yes, I was. I just didn't want everyone else not to know what I was talking about. But yes, I have. Yes.
I'm gonna break it down too. Dee, are you hip to the grapefruit tactic?
No, not at all. I'm being a good girl. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Oh, save it, all right? Save it. Anyway,
no, I don't.
From what I saw on there, it was an article, you know, about, you know, is this as exhilarating for guys, you know, as the hype is. And I didn't know where the genealogy of the whole thing came from. But then I saw it was a link on a video on YouTube from a lady named Auntie Angel. I think her name is Auntie Angel. Okay. Yeah. So if you guys are hip to all the listeners out there, if you're not hip to it, as a dude, you might want to check to take, you know, notice of this. And as a chick, if you want to kind of like, you know, keep the tables turned in your favor, you might want to take hold to this also. Basically what they're doing is that they're using the grapefruit as an enhancement to the already fallacious manner that a woman would be engaging in. Okay. And it sounds like a good deal to me. I have yet to give you firsthand feedback, but working on that as we speak. And as soon as we do, it'll be fine to get a report. I'll be the first to report back the findings. Like I said, and I just think that you guys need to just watch the video just for a good laugh anyway. You know, Lady Auntie Angel really demonstrates
she actually has a YouTube channel that you can subscribe to for tips, we'll say.
Yeah, she's a self-claimed sexpert, as she likes to put it.
Did you clear your throat?
I had to, because she, I'm saying.
She's rough, boy. I mean, she gets through it.
All I'm going to say is if you want to learn, she can teach you.
Yeah, she gets through it.
Auntie Angel. When you go to YouTube, search Auntie Angel's tips, and it'll
okay,
come right up.
Yeah.
I'm going to search because I need to make sure to see if she has anything up there for people who are allergic to grapefruit. And what
oh,
well,
I mean, you
oh,
as a
disclaimer,
okay.
She said
if it's citrus that you're allergic to, period, it's not going to work. But you can substitute grapefruit for...
She said if you're allergic to grapefruit, you can use a large navel orange. You know, one of the more... She suggested that.
How about this? I'm allergic to citrus acid, which means I don't eat grapefruits, I don't eat oranges, lemons,
yes.
Those
are the things that would
kind of make you have to
have
another
piece. And I don't think watermelon is going to be as...
Because it's not a...
Fonte said watermelon was good.
I mean, she did.
I mean,
you're not using the fruit for the taste. Let me explain that.
You're not using
the fruit for the taste. So
there you
the
go.
Consistency
there you
of
go.
Watermelon okay. is not going to hold up, we'll say.
Right.
All right.
You won't be
done.
Able to hold it appropriately.
and I'm
yeah. So ladies, if you're listening, look it up. It may be something you get a little added bonus to your bedroom life activity. And fellas, if you're listening, I recommend you show your lady this and get to it. Like I said, I haven't tried it yet, but I just found out about it yesterday. So, you know, like I said, probably by the next show, I should have some intel for you and be able
to. Hey, that's up to the minute right there. Up to the minute news with Dave James, Adult Talk.
Word is mine.
Hey, yo, let's pause. We'll be right back.
Wow.
TMI Radio. I love this show.
I was about to play some Joe Beast, but I'm like, nah, bump him, son, because he try to play us, yo.
No Joe Beast, or Kiss Major.
You should delete these joints off of our joint
Get
right now,
here.
Man, because they've been playing, they try to play us, man, and we don't appreciate that. Yeah, let me hold it. I got to find my other joint right here I was about to go to. Give me one second. Give me one second because I lost my place. Where you at?
Hey,
okay,
thanks for rocking.
It, but
back
gonna...
on Wednesday, same time, 9:55, everybody. We'll be back.
Yeah, this not it, but we're going to do this though anyway, though.
Show, if you missed it in a few minutes, you can go back and listen to the podcast. We are the T.M. Hyman radio show. This is the T.M. Hyman family, and we are excited about you guys listening to us tonight. We've been talking about joint accounts, and we've had a lot of interesting conversation. We've been talking about the events over the weekend, and please,
what was your hottest moment this weekend, Willingham?
Oh, when I put that dress on, baby. I was waiting to get my dress. I was waiting all weekend to put that dress on.
That was the third event Saturday night, the third change.
Right. The third
Yes. The rooftop.
Yes.
Hot Chocolate, what was your most memorable of the weekend?
I've actually been contemplating that in my delayed travels today. I'm going to have to say it's a tie between the rooftop at the Clevelander, midpoint through the White Party, and the Raheem Devon sighting.
Okay.
All right.
What was yours?
The Clevelander rooftop event, I think, was a nice way to close it out.
Yeah.
Overlooking the entire South Beach. Special thanks again to Curtis Edelton. How can I forget? Edelton, our new business doggy, and no Sleep Green himself, Sleepy Green. Hey, big things popping off. Save James will not be MIA when we're broadcasting live the next time. Hey, thanks
Hell
for
nah.
everybody. We're back Wednesday, 9 p.m. Hey, take us home, folks.
I found me my hottest point of this weekend, but I found me a new kind of liquor. That Remy V, please believe me, that joint is like that. I don't use that kind of thing like that.
Well, we are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hama Radio, the General, myself, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo, Boston, BD Willingham, Toya, and Nokio. Thank
CeeLo.
You, No Sleep South Beach. It was fantastic, and I'm going to bed. Good night, folks.
See you,
See him live, 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 see him